Hello.
Hi, this is Lauren with customer support returning a requested callback. May I please get the zip code to locate your account and be of better assistance for you?
Yes. 352. No, that's my phone number. Wait a minute. Hold on. 32726.
32726?
Yeah.
And what was that first and last name, please?
Gail Garrett, G-A-R-R-A-T-T.
Thank you for that. If I could just have you confirm your shipping address so that I can discuss details of the account for you today.
2103 Topping Place, Eustis, Florida.
Thank you for that. Sorry, I'm just waiting on it to load. My computer's going a little slow today. All right, let's see here. All right, I see here you had ordered one of our streaming devices for $745. How may I be of assistance for you today?
Well, I have a December 28th night bill for Athletic Fitness Now Performance for $49.97. Don't know what that is.
All right, so what it would have been is when you had gotten the streaming device for $745, that first one was free, but that also came with access to our gadget store, which is a monthly subscription service that does cost that $49.97 a month.
No, thank you. I canceled that.
Would you like for me to go ahead and cancel that then?
Cancel the whole thing and take off this $49.97. No good. So
since the terms and conditions have to be agreed to when the order is placed, we do have a fairly strict no refund policy, but I would be able to provide you a 35% refund on that charge.
No, you just take it off. I don't even know what it is that I got, supposedly.
You order the streaming device?
The what device?
It would have been a streaming device where you paid $745 shipping and handling.
A streaming device?
Yeah, like a Roku where you plug it into your TV and it gives you access to Netflix and things like that.
No, I don't have a smart TV. I don't have any of that. I didn't order that.
So it's not a smart TV. It turned your TV into a smart TV, but it's not a smart TV. Do you believe that that's a fraudulent charge then?
Well, I don't know whether it is or not, because sometimes I do things on my tablet. I'm 81 years old, and I'm not savvy, and I may have by accident ordered something like that, but I didn't want anything. But what's the $49.97 if I ordered just that?
When you ordered that, it would have explained on our terms and conditions page. That would have had to have been agreed to. That also comes with access to our gadget store, which comes with a monthly subscription fee of $49.97.
No. I don't want any of that.
And like I said, we do typically have a fairly strict no refund policy.
But I have a refund policy too. And if I don't buy anything, I don't want to pay $49 for it.
I did check.
Take it off my account with you.
I did double check, and I would be able to provide a 50% refund on that.
No. The whole thing. You guys put me through this all the time. If I don't buy anything, I'm not going to spend $20 for nothing. I want to take it off my account, and I'm not ordering ever again from you.
Unfortunately, that would
sure
be
I
as far as I could go as far as a refund. Now, if it is a fraudulent charge, I can get you to our fraud department, and they can assist you with the charge.
That's ridiculous. Don't you think that's ridiculous? I'm going to report you. I haven't ordered anything, and I'm paying money for it? I don't think so.
Did you not order the streaming device?
I don't even know what it is.
Do you believe that it's a fraudulent charge then?
I don't know. The thing is, if it was offered on something, was it offered as a Roku? I didn't even know what a Roku is. It was, I don't know back in December 29th whether I ordered something from a free offer, if I looked at something, you know what I mean? You look at something and they offer you all these things that are free. Would that be something that would come through to you?
So you would have received an offer for the first product would be free. You just pay shipping and handling, which would have been that streaming device that you plug into your TV and you can utilize it to watch Netflix and Hulu and the like.
Where is it?
I'm showing it was mailed to the 2113 Topping Place.
Well, where is it? I don't have it. I don't know what it is. I'm not lying to you. I'm not a liar. I'm of the generation that tells the truth.
Well, do you believe that it's a fraudulent charge then?
I don't know whether it's fraudulent or not. I may have ordered it thinking But I certainly didn't order the continuing thing.
Well, it would have had to have come with that. That would have had to have been agreed to in order for the order to have been
Okay, I
placed.
would never agree to that. I would never agree. I don't agree to any of those things.
So you
I want
believe
my
it's
money returned.
fraudulent then?
I don't have the products, and I don't have any recurring charges like that I ever sign up to. The whole thing is either a fraud or I've made a mistake, but I want the return on my money. There's no reason why you take money from me for nothing.
Well,
I
according
haven't
to our
received
refund
anything.
policy, we can only refund as back as 50%. Now, if it is a fraudulent charge, I can get you over to our fraud department, and they can assist you with that charge being refunded. If it's fraudulent, they would be able to take care of that. But if it's not fraudulent, then we would only be able to refund back 50% because that is our refund policy.
Yeah, well, that's very nice how you rob people with your policies. That's ridiculous, and you know it is. Give me the 50%. I don't know whether I did it or not. I don't. Will they take it all off with a fraudulent chart? You know, does that involve a lot of stuff?
The fraud charge, what they would do is they would take the IP address, so the source of where the order was placed, and they would send it to your local authorities and they would investigate the source of the charge. In the interim, they would refund it. But if the local authorities found that it
Okay, I
came
don't know
from,
whether I ordered or not. I haven't received or not. How long? When was it shipped?
it looks like it was shipped back in September.
No, I haven't anything.
All
I
right, well, I
haven't
do have
anything.
that canceled and refunded for you.
Yes, well, refund the whole thing, the whole package. It's
I do.
ridiculous. Obviously, if I didn't get it, then I didn't sign up for the package. Do you see what I mean? September.
Yes, I'm showing the tracking number states it was delivered. But I do have that canceled and that 50% refund applied for you. I just do need to provide you with your
It
confirmation number.
was not delivered because I didn't get it. And I'm here all day. I never go out. I wouldn't cheat you. Really, I wouldn't cheat you.
Well, I can have it reshipped if you didn't receive it. We have to go off what the
Okay.
tracking number says, but I
Then
can have one reshipped for you.
have one reshipped and cancel the 47. I never would sign up for a program like that, knowingly.
Right, well, I do have your confirmation number whenever you're ready, and I do
Of
have a
what?
reship of your
Okay.
cancellation.
You do a cancellation and reship, and what are you going to take off the $47?
No, I'm only able to process a 50% refund because those terms and conditions have to be agreed to.
Okay, we'll do that. You're going to do that?
Yes, I have to give you your confirmation number. We do have that refund applied though for you. You should see it within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Yeah. That is 20. 25, 26.
It's 2550.
Okay.
And so
Okay.
whenever you're ready
What?
for that
Yeah,
confirmation number.
confirmation number. Okay.
Is going to be C as in Charlie. 2588. 36317.
Okay, what's the name of your company?
Let me get it pulled up. It's for the it would be limiteddealsnow.com.
Limited deals
DEALSnow.com.
now.com. Okay, if I want to report it, because I think these practices are astounding. Business that thinks they can get away with anything. They make people pay things for things they don't want, they don't order. And it's not, you know, since when do you do that? It's called stealing.
I do apologize.
I want to, yeah, I want to, I'm going to report your policy. I'm going to investigate this company as well. But send it on in. If I don't get it again, you guys are in trouble.
All right, yep, you should receive it within the next 7 business days.
Okay.
Right, was there anything further I could do to be of assistance for you today?
No, thank you very much.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for contacting customer support. You have a good one.
Yeah, bye-bye.